Good morning, Channeled Wisdom members. Thank you for tuning in today. I always appreciate you tuning in on a regular basis. It means the world to me. I love what I do, and I love being able to help others and support others. So I thought it'd be a good time to jump in here as well, too, and let you know that if you guys are looking for anything specific or want more out of any teachings that I can do for you or for these messages, I love to support that. And feel free to drop me an email at support@channel-wisdom.com and just say it's in regards to this message that you're interested in learning more about such and such. And I'm always happy to connect with Grace and open that up to you so you guys can grow and learn and be in tune with everything that supports your journey. So it is March 2020, and I'm just going to connect with Grace and see what she has to say for you for this month. Grace jumps in and she giggles and she says, "Oh, I love this group and I love this energy." She says, "Can you feel it, Karen?" She says, "The excitement and joy." She says, "On a deeper level that a lot of these members do have because they are seeing," she says, "the light of," she says, "the different shift and change energetically, universally, where," she says, "they know that there's going to be better days and more consistent days throughout." And she says, "And I know this reaches internationally, Karen." So she says, "There are some that have consistent light, but there are other areas that will be getting lighter, longer days and changes in the environment and weather," she says, "which is very exciting," she says, "energetically for those." She says, "So let's get into," she says, "some fun work," she says, "for your month of March, if you will." She says, "Why don't we plant the seed this month?" She says, "Get things stirring and get things moving forward." And she says, "And so maybe," she says, "Karen, you could," she says, "I know with your writing you can do and work on with the others of creating about manifestation," she says, "in for your letter for the month that you guys can collaborate and do something on manifestations." She says, "You know," she says, "I would like to set forward that, you know, you need to plant a seed." And she says, "And it's easy to plant a seed, and it's always great to water it and watch it grow and allow that manifestation to happen." She says, "Because it is a manifestation within that seed that happens. It's the intent. It's what you're doing when you plant a seed," she says. "Your intention is to let it grow." She says, "But what happens when it doesn't grow?" She says, "There's usually different elements around it that do not allow it to grow. Sometimes," she says, "you overwater it, or there's not enough water, or you put too much intention into it that it does not grow," she says. "Or," she says, "as we've spoken of before, that if you put negative intention into it, it's not going to grow." She says, "So I would love for you to," and she says, "and your group, Karen, to focus on putting in about maybe things that will help support them of allowing these manifestations to happen." She says, "Because if I give you," she says, "like I said, putting that positive intent into it or putting too much energy into something can sometimes wreck a good thing." She says, "Why not?" You know, she says, "How is it that you say don't fix something that's broken or it doesn't need fixed?" She says, "And that's similar." She says, "When you're setting these intentions for these manifestations," she says, "don't put too much energy into it. But you also have to realize that, you know, subconsciously other things could be going out as well, too, like a garden. You may not see the weeds coming up, but there could be some weeds that could infect it." She says, "The weeds are like the subconscious mind. You need to kind of pluck them and pick them out of there." So this is where she says we really go into manifesting. She says of giving you a heads up. She says, I know it can be confusing at times, but don't focus on trying to water and trying to pluck the weeds and do everything at once. That's just way too much. She says, you need to know your focus, that you're going to do one thing at a time and you're going to organize it, but then you're also going to let it go. You're not going to worry too much about it, and you're going to trust in the process of it. She says, while doing things on different days. She says, and don't put scarcity and fear of, oh no, we're going to get another weed, or we're going to, oh, get too much rain. You need to take those intentions of scarcity and fear outside of it. She says, so again, start within, know and trust that this is what you have to do, and that this is the process of allowing the seed to grow, that there's other things that may need to be done around it, but in the end, that you will get that beautiful flower. And she says, so try that for this month. Plant that seed of intention. Choose one thing. She says, I want you to focus on one thing that it is that you want to manifest. Plant that seed. Allow it to do and mature the way it needs to mature by putting some focus on it, but not too much, and allowing the universe to water it, to allow it to grow, and take the mind out of it, knowing that you are being supported by the universe, that you are being watched over, and it does understand intent, and it does understand fear and anxiety. She says, well, rephrase, it doesn't necessarily understand it to the concept of logic, but it understands the resistance that sits within it. So she says, allow that manifestation to happen. Allow it to grow. Allow to put focus on it from here and there, time to time. And sometimes you may need to pluck the weeds around it, but it doesn't mean it's going to stop the process of the manifestation. She says, I hope that helps you a little bit for this month, and I hope you can move forward and take these tips and tools to allow yourself to manifest the most beautiful, she says, gift that will serve you at this point in your life. Lots of love, she says, sending and watering you with universal love and support, she says, throughout this year as well, too. So thank you, Grace, for that. I guess I have my insights of what we can all work on now for the newsletter. So thank you, Grace, for that. And to a wonderful March of Manifestations, love and light to you all. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at channeledwisdom_KarenCrisco. And sending you again lots of love and light for this March. Talk to you next month.